Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update from the morning after.
Chrissy Ballins, big announcement in sports betting today in New York City. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred making a major sports gaming announcement at 3 p.m. today. This on the heels of New England, who can now place legal wagers as of Monday. Rhode Island sports betting kicked off at Twin River Casino in Lincoln. Twin River soon offering sports betting at its new facility. You guys can road trip it to Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Yeah, you know what I always say about these states that legalize sports wagering? It doesn't, and we'll talk about this on the other side. Like, Vegas isn't going to shut down because these states do this.
There's no place you want to visit.
Exactly. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Rhode Island. Hey, Corey, let's go watch the games in Rhode Island this weekend and go out and party.
Biloxi, Mississippi, I want to return safely.
Yeah, now it's basically like, listen, if you're ever driving through Rhode Island and you need to get a bed in, you can do it.
That's it.
Like, that's sort of it.
I'm not going to Biloxi. I'm not going to Rhode Island.
Like, all that crap, actually, though, about, oh, now in New York and New Jersey. I love Mississippi's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, Biloxi's actually pretty, but I don't just, I just don't know how they go.
Nah, I hear you. As a brother, exactly. I wouldn't want to be going
as
there.
As a brother, it's like.
But it's not that bad.
You sure, son?
Yeah, I was there.
I would go.
I was there.
Am I going to be able to get back?
Yes. Yes.
I believe we have to
be careful.
I think we're on the air in Mississippi. We can send Corey down to do a remote.
I can go scout to join out.
NFL
smoking
news.
Weed in a car on the road or anything like that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
I would not do that. I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't stand outside the stadium blazing one.
I don't want. Don't take you.
Don't take Michelle with you.
Don't kill me.
That'll make it worse. Yeah, yeah. Like, if it's just me and Corey, it'll be all right.
They'd be like, sir, are you okay? You can't. Let me tell you something. I get pulled over in Mississippi. I can have a roach joint in the car. 15 years.
Oh yeah, I know someone that's happened to in a Southern state.
NFL news: Blake Bortles is done as the Jaguars' starting quarterback. Head coach Doug Marrone going with Cody Kessler Sunday versus the Colts, and for the rest of the season, Marrone announcing the move just hours after firing OC Nate Hackett. Bengals have placed Andy Dalton on season-ending IR. Dalton tore ligaments in his thumb during Sunday's loss to the Browns. May need surgery. Jeff Driscoll, who actually played pretty well on Sunday, replaces him. And Tom Savage signed as a backup for Cincy. Fallout from the Bills-Jaguars fight on Sunday. Running back Leonard Fournette been suspended one game by the NFL. He'll sit out Sunday versus the Colts. He's expected to appeal. Fournette and Bills linebacker Shaq Lawson both ejected from the fracas. NBA last night, James Harden, a season-high 54 points. Not enough to beat the Wizards Monday night. Rockets lose 135-131. Eric Gordon also had 36, so 90 for the starting backcourt in a loss. John Wall, a season-high 36 for Washington. Bradley Beal, 32. Are the Wizards now 2-0 since John Wall's FU to Scotty Brooks? Are they 2-0 since then?
They're playing better basketball right now. The Wizards are starting to click amazingly.
And still without Dwight Howard nursing that sore butt. Kevin Durant also exploded Monday night, 49 points in the Warriors, 116-110 comeback against the Magic. After the game, KD frustrated at coming up short of 50, saying, I still missed 17 shots, tricked off a 50-piece. Durant, the seventh player in Warriors history to score at least 40 in back-to-back games.
Ooh, I wonder, can you name all seven?
No, Wilt was one. Steph and Clay.
Rick Barry? Four.
Yeah, Rick Barry. Five.
50, it's sort of like the NFL this year, though, with quarterbacks throwing like five touchdowns and stuff. Everybody's dropping 50 now almost. It's like a common thing. Every couple of nights, somebody got 51, 49.
I tell you who would never drop 50? Kawhi Leonard.
Major League Baseball civil rights advocates, you guys should talk about this, are calling for a boycott of the San Francisco Giants.
He's not supposed to drop 50.
I'm just saying Kawhi Leonard has never dropped 50, never will drop 50.
Civil rights.
Yeah, but if Kawhi Leonard took 82 shots like James Harden does, he dropped 50.
Or like your boy R.J. Barrett? He's a black hole, R.J. Barrett. Your man from Canada, R.J. Barrett?
No, the real
R.J. Barrett,
here it comes again.
R.J. Barrett? Your man from Canada, R.J. Barrett, Gabe?
Oh, yeah.
He's a nut. He can't pass the basketball to save his life.
You mean the number one pick in the upcoming draft?
The number two pick in the upcoming draft.
You mean the number one pick in the draft?
The number two pick in the upcoming draft. Pass the basketball, guy.
Pillsbury Doughboy's going, he's not going ahead of,
Speaking of
he's anti-Canadian type. He just is.
Speaking of civil rights and Corey driving through Mississippi with Michelle, in Major League Baseball, civil rights advocates are calling for a boycott now of the San Francisco Giants following the revelation that the team's owners recently donated to the re-election campaign of U.S. Senate candidate Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi. Billionaire owner Charles Johnson and his wife donated $5,400 to Hyde-Smith, who joked at a campaign rally this month about sitting in the front row of a public hanging.
I mean, listen, that's their business if they want to associate themselves with that wild lady. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever, but still, that's a bad look to be associated with that woman.
Oakland attorney John Burris urged fans to boycott Giants games for, quote, as long as Charles Johnson is associated with the team. Johnson's lawyer responded by saying he doesn't have a, quote, racist bone in his body.
That's what they always
say. I understand why. I understand.
Six people said that to you today.
I understand, you know, I understand the frustration of Giant fans, but the fact is that to the point now, we were talking earlier about the polarization of everything, that if you can't, like, somebody donates to a politician you don't like,
business.
What, boycott? That's the one thing that I don't like about today's day and age on both ends.
I agree
let's
with you,
Let's boycott Sean Hannity's show, and let's call Tide and shake down Tide and McDonald's not to advertise.
He has a right.
And then let's do it to Rachel Maddow, like the left and the right. If you don't like something, don't watch it. Yeah. Don't go to it.
That's it. He has the right to donate to whoever you want to donate to. It's a bad look, but that's his right.
Yeah, we'll hit this on the other side, though. You're right. It is a bad look.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm going to smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
The morning after continues. I like Bones just on the way out. He goes, are you really serious about that moon thing? Yeah, I am. I am dead serious. You know, somebody once asked Buzz Aldrin to put his hand on a Bible and say that he actually stepped foot on the moon. You know what he did, Corey?
What?
He punched him instead.
Wow.
He didn't answer the question. He punched them.
Oh, my God.
Did he get an assault charge?
No, he's Buzz Aldrin.
Of course not.
You'd get an assault charge.
Yeah, I would be underneath the jail.
You would get an assault charge. All right, Pete Annapolis is going to join us. We're going to talk some NBA basketball. Had a fun show so far today, and we'll try to keep this going. You know, and I don't want to get into this stuff. You know, the Giant story, it's politics and blah, 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 blah. But you know what the problem is here? And the problem for the San Francisco Giants owner was here. Because you're seeing right now, so as he stated, so this chick in Mississippi is running for Senate. She makes a joke about public hanging. And it was kind of a weird, you know, she dropped a weird line and she's saying, no, it had nothing to do with anything, whatever. But being in Mississippi, you know, of course, there's going to be connotations to it.
Mississippi is not the place that you
make. No, you don't be joking about that stuff in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And when you dig down deeper, it turns out, too, like she...
Oh, she got a lot of stuff with her.
Yeah, like, it's like,
she got a lot of stuff with her, yeah.
Yeah, she's got some baggage in that department.
Yeah, exactly. She got that's not her favorite part of the
electorate. So what happened is now we're seeing all these corporations are asking for their money back. Like Walmart, et cetera. You know, like Walmart donated to her, and Walmart are like, you know, she doesn't represent
our
values.
But the thing about it is Walmart knew how she got down from the beginning. They just got caught.
Yeah, well, no, the thing is, in Walmart, you're like, man, you might not even like her, but they're like, listen, we don't want problems with our trucks in Mississippi.
That's true, you're
with
right, you're
lady.
Right, yeah,
we
exactly.
We have a choice. Like,
give them a couple grand.
That's the whole thing. People don't realize. Yeah. Most people donate to both parties.
Because they
want successful business. Yeah. Dude, you pay everyone off.
No doubt.
So whoever's in control, you're good with.
I want that.
And all it costs is $5,400. Mm-hmm. It's a max donation to a senator. If I had the money, I'd give $5,400 to a senator. If I knew, it could help me out if I was in trouble.
Exactly.
Or I had a business. I'm going to get this, that, etc. So I get that part of it. Where the guy in the Giant screwed up is, he donated after she made this. Like he doubled up and said, no, I support her. Like baseball and these other companies can say, yeah, listen, you know, ever since she said this, we're out. No. He donated after. And he's basically telling people in San Francisco to suck it.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I mentioned earlier this the situation. Pat Shurmur, coach of the New York Giants, raised some eyebrows when asked about the quarterback situation. In which yesterday he stated that Alex Tanny is their number two quarterback. I would say this based on what our quarterbacks do all along. He's been our number two guy.
Really?
What the hell are you talking about?
He's
a fact. Aside from the fact that Kyle was drafted in the fourth round, all along Tanny's been our number two guy
since when?
So he does things we think can help us win games. The Giants are 3-8, and Shurmur said that Manning will start Sunday against the Bears. God, that's going to be a...
Against Khalil Mack and that pass rush? I can't wait.
This might be it.
Finish him.
If you're an Eli Manning fan, I think you go to this game.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Like, I think you go to this game.
This the one right here.
This is going to be the one where he might get hurt, bro.
This is the next time you see him.
The Bears decapitate him. Yeah,
you'll see him. After this Sunday, you'll see him at his retirement press conference and when he go into the Hall of Fame.
How many more games do they have? Like, I'm telling you, you're running out of real estate. If you're an Eli guy and you want to go and, hey, thanks, Eli, for the two Super Bowls. Yeah. Now's your time.
That game's on the way. Yeah.
Wow, they're playing the Bears.
That pass rush going to get after him, too. He really going to be on the floor.
All right,
curled
so
up in the
Shurmur immediately shot down any questions about benching Manning for this week.
Somebody need to bench Shurmur. Shermer's not going to be long
Shurmur
for this
said,
job.
Do you guys have any other questions? Gosh, can you guys come up with some other questions sometime? My goodness.
Yeah, you see, you can't. That's not the way you handle
you have
the
Hall of Fame quarterback here. In a
that
major
needs to
market.
Be benched.
Yeah.
That's not the way to handle the New York City media. Because when they turn on him, they're going to turn on him fast and hard, and they're going to run him out of town way before it's time for him to go.
He goes, you go in each week giving your team the best opportunity to win a football game. This isn't player tryouts. This is you do everything in your power to win. You could be kidding me, bro. Like, you know, it is tryouts at this point in time because Eli Manning's not your quarterback next
year. He stinks.
But we also know that Alex Tanny ain't going to beat her.
No, why are they playing Alex? Like, are they that upset with a letter for the...
It's like some sort of game, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
They must have found out.
For the Hoboken thing?
Yeah, but I swear that, like... 2 weeks ago, Hoboken, inside right? sources with the
oh,
Giants.
Oh, Edgewater, when he, like, got
yeah,
the traffic
Edgewater,
ticket
yeah.
or whatever. That
they
was,
got
like,
busted by
really
Weehawken big... police.
For speeding or some stupid stuff?
He didn't obey their traffic command.
That's so stupid.
They basically, like, had the pylons up and the lights. Yeah. He pulled up, said, I'm late. They said, you got to go around. He kept going. Now, the Giants basically stated that they reviewed the case and that they stand with him. That they think that it's a little bit being over-exaggerated.
Yes, it's 100% over-exaggerated. I've said that from day one.
I might believe now that they might have found something else out.
Because I will tell you, it's in Edgewater. In Edgewater, for the last, I don't understand how long it takes to fix this one little piece of road that they're working on, but it's literally been 2 months that it's one lane, and it takes forever to get past there. So I don't know what the
I'm
people are doing in Edgewater, but like, come on, let's
I'm not an expert.
Rapido.
I'm not an expert
let's hurry it up.
On every exit on the turnpike, but yeah. Considering it's on the way to the Meadowlands,
no,
I know that one.
You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly
I know exactly
about.
Where it is.
Yeah.
I was with the driver the other day and I told her, I said, this is exactly where the Giant guy got busted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same thing, the cops were up there.
Yes, it's
basically,
ridiculous.
Yeah, and you get it. Kids panic. He doesn't want to be late.
Yes, I get it.
He doesn't
it.
Want to be late for the practice, but you know, Shurmur's not the guy here for the Giants.
No.
Shurmur's not the guy here moving forward. So tonight.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. Anytime you got New York head coach, you got to understand the New York City media and how they're going to come at you. And when you're getting little tit for tat arguments with them about stuff like this, you're not fit for this market.
Well, you know, he comes across like a coach in a small sort of hokey town.
Yeah.
It's like, shucks, goodness, guys. It's
he needs to coach like the Packers or the Vikings or somewhere where it's Pittsburgh.
Or be a thorn about it and say, you know what, I'm tired of you asking about the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Next question.
Next, this is what we're going to do.
You sort of authorize yourself. Todd Bowles doesn't do himself any favors by not saying it.
No, Bowles is
he just stands there and then that allows the media to do their own narrative.
Yeah, Bowles is toast.
So NBA basketball tonight, speaking of coaches, Dwayne Casey, good coach.
Yes, he is.
Like, you look at the Detroit, they're 10-7 right now, guys. You look at Dwayne Casey, and if that Stan Van Gundy is the coach, what do you think their record is right now? 7-10?
Something like that, probably, yep.
You know, but he's outspoken, right? Yeah. Always talking about this social issue and that social issue. Dwayne Casey just goes about his business. And he's going to get the Detroit Pistons into the playoffs. They're 7.5-point favorites tonight against the visiting New York Knicks. The Miami Heat, who I think Spoelstra is a great coach.
Gabe, I think the Knicks cover that 7-9.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I think the Knicks cover that 7-9. The Knicks are actually a pretty decent ATS on the season. I don't want to say that they're one of the better teams in the NBA against the spread. And they're actually very good against the spread on the road, too. I think the Knicks will cover that 7 kind of with no problem tonight. I wouldn't spread on the money line, but I think the Knicks will cover that spread tonight.
And when you say the Knicks are good against the spread, they're 11-8-2.
12-8-2.
Against the spread.
12.
Seeing 11-8-2.
I'm looking at 12-8-1 with their away versus the spread on the road.
Well, this depends on what the numbers. What website are you looking at?
Action Network.
All right. Yeah, so it depends on the number.
No doubt.
Yeah, 11-8-2. The best team
is the Hornets.
Yeah, right now, the best team against spread is Dallas. Charlotte's right there. The Dallas Mavericks have covered 66.7% of their games, which is crazy. This is where the perception of reality comes into play, where you're like, you're right, the Hornets are right there. Kemba Walker's going off. The Sacramento Kings are 12-7-1 against the spread.
The Grizzlies are probably good against the spread also.
The Grizzlies are right there. They're 12-7, 63%. The Clippers. Clippers have been the story of the year so far, actually, this team. Like, do you realize the Clippers are like 14-5 or something?
No, the Clippers are playing.
Do they have?
See, that's why. Because there's not no egos. There's not no guy that
Tobias
you have
Harris
to,
real good.
See, now Doc can just coach the team.
He don't got to
coach the egos and personalities. He can just coach the team, and that's when Doc does his best work.
Doc's a good coach. People are criticizing Doc are wrong.
Doc can coach.
Oklahoma City's 11-8 against the spread. The Knicks are 11-8-2 against the spread. Milwaukee.
Orlando.
Orlando's not bad. 12-9. I covered with Orlando last night.
Yeah, the Dubs are struggling right now, though.
Worst team against the spread. Michelle Serpico.
The Sixers?
The Sixers.
Because they can't win on the road.
Money burners.
But we have won on the road since we've had Jimmy Butler.
Houston are big money burners, too. Yeah, the Sixers will turn it around.
Yeah, Lakers are money burners, too.
We got Jimmy Buckets now.
The problem with the Lakers is they're overvalued due to LeBron.
And that's the thing.
So their money burners.
I haven't bet on the Lakers one time yet this season, and I won't.
So tonight, the Lakers are 4-point underdogs in Denver. Denver were scorching to start the season. They've cooled off a little bit.
Considerably.
But they are still a very good home team.
If I had to lean any specific way on that one, I would more than likely lean the Lakers to cover that.
Raptors are laying 5 at Memphis. Is this a trap? Is it the tricky trap?
Oh, man. I'm looking at this one. This is one of the games of the night right here.
Raptors just beat teams down, bro. Like, they wear you out. Like,
but the grindhouse is a different environment.
Yeah, the Raptors are 8-2 on the road. Normally, I don't lay 5 points with a road team. Normally, I wouldn't do it. But
yeah, I think you got to go Memphis in this one.
I lean with the Raptors. It's not a homer pick or anything.
I'm for certain that's a homer pick, but I would lean with Memphis with this
one. I don't bet with my heart, Corey.
I know you don't, Gabe, but I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know.
You're the one that's affected. You let your...
All right,
your...
there you go.
It's true.
No, it's not, Gabe. I'm just being 100% honest with you.
You think Jason Witten's doing a good job?
Jason Witten has improved every week.
He's by far the worst man that's been in an NFL booth since Dennis Miller and Tony Kornheiser.
I wouldn't go that far. Yes. He's improving every week. And Dennis Miller wasn't that bad. he wasn't that funny either. Toronto Raptors got any injuries tonight? Is Kawhi going to play or is he going to get a day of maintenance?
He's going to play.
Why wouldn't he play? He's not high maintenance.
He
just sat out an entire season.
Why are you making him sit out?
What do you mean? Why?
Like
He's only missed five games this year.
Wait a minute. They've played 11. Wait a minute. He just skipped an entire year last year. That's why I'm thinking he may not play tonight, Gabe.
He doesn't seem to understand that he's coming off a surgery. He was injured, and I'm sober. Pete Annapolis is going to join us. We'll talk some NBA. Get your NBA questions ready, people. Pete Annapolis is going to step up and in. The morning after continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
We'll get Pete Annapolis on in a minute here. He's supposed to join us at 11:30, but we'll see if he can join us a little earlier. In just a few days, Tyson Fury takes on Deontay Wilder, actually. It's going to be pretty cool. We've got to talk about this later in the week.
This is like a big-time heavyweight fight, right?
Oh, it's big time.
Where are they fighting at? The Garden or where they at?
No, in Staples Center.
Oh, in Los Angeles. All right, cool.
You know what, Deontay
Wilder? Tyson Fury, that should be a goodie.
You've talked about this, though. The Garden used to be the Mecca and the world's most famous arena, et cetera. But yeah. Barclays Center's come on with the boxing, right?
Exactly.
They outbid them. You know, all this stuff is bids, right? Yeah. So the Barclays Center's put some more attractive package on the table. And quite frankly, it's a more modern arena for broadcasters.
It is. It right? is.
Like
100%
for
correct.
Production and just everything.
And they've done a lot of renovation at Madison Square Garden, so I don't know how it's coming along after the renovation.
I think they're probably they're modernizing it, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
For technology.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just looking at the Barclays Center has been pretty good with the fights. I want to go to a I've never been to a prize fight. I want to go live. I want to go.
Boxing
on my
cool,
bucket
right?
list.
I've seen a lot of boxing over the years live. I saw Bernard Hopkins could actually win the title live.
Oh, okay. The Executioner.
Yeah, I've seen B-hop. I saw Danny Garcia knock out Amir Khan in Vegas. I've been quite a few boxing matches over the years. I've been to like probably five title fights.
That's dope.
Boxing's cool. A lot of hot chicks at boxing.
Man, why are they looking for me?
Yeah, like they dress up and stuff. It's not like the UFC is just sort of boxing.
Buffalo Jills.
Boxing's the real deal, man.
Yeah, boxing, they set it out.
You
got to
watch out at the crowd in boxing because like, it's like El Chapo's guys and stuff in the crowd, right? Like there's some real...
Hooligan style dudes in the
like you go to the UFC, whatever, man. It's just some dude from Staten Island having a drink.
Yeah,
you go to a boxing top thing.
I said, yeah,
yeah, like you got like you know real like you know the real mobster gangster types and stuff.
Yeah, so, wise guys.
Yeah, you mouth off in the bathroom, it could end very poorly.
Yeah, now wise guys be at that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, could.
I got some muscle. If I got to bring some muscle with me, I got some muscle. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how your muscles get to match up against their mind. You know,
I know
like
a guy. I know a guy. Put
Michelle's
it like that.
Michelle's like laughing at the muscle. What do you
I know a guy, Michelle. Michelle, turn your microphone on. why we don't hear you then?
Someone must
Oh, there you go.
Off. I don't think you know what you're getting yourself into if you go there, though.
You talking about? I got Michelle. I know a guy. I just bring my guy with me.
Okay,
Michelle.
I have to see what your guy looks like for me to be.
No,
like,
my
okay.
my guy is legit. Like my guy
your
be like,
legit?
Oh yeah, my guy be like, right, yo.
For it.
My guy be like, yo, right, hey, cut it out.
But could he? You know,
well, my guy.
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure.
My guy trained in penitentiary fighting.
Okay, yeah. So your guy's good.
My guy,
you'll be good.
Yeah,
but you got to make sure you're with the guy.
I'll take Al Chapo's guys. I think
my guy ran to jail. My guy ran the cell block.
So Deontay Wilder is a -175 favorite, which somewhat surprises me, actually. Full disclosure, I thought Tyson Fury was a bum. All right? I thought Tyson Fury was just one of these big, stiff type of dudes. No-name heavyweight champion of, you know, one of these belts that no one really cares about. But I got to give the guy credit, man. He's been doing this for years right now, and ain't nobody beating him.
Yeah.
He's a big, 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 big dude.
Son, that's not the person you get into a fight with.
So it's hard to knock him out. Yeah. And he's just sort of, you know what he is? He's street tough.
Yeah.
He's a gypsy.
Nah, son
like,
is like.
For real. Like his family are gypsies. Like he roams the streets type thing. Like he, it's in his blood. He's a gypsy fighter.
He fight to make a living.
And he's also, it's hard not to respect him because he's a hardcore cokehead drunk. Like,
yeah.
Like he'll do, no, he'll do videos where he's crying and you know what I mean? It's like he seems just like, he's like a typical sort of British drinker guy, no, but he happens to be the champion.
Son, fighting him, can you, like, it's like fighting a tree.
Yeah.
It's like fighting a tree.
Yeah,
you're like, you're not going to knock this tree down. You know what I'm saying? It's going to end up hurting yourself. And
I'm
God
surprised
forbid the tree
Deontay Wilder's the favorite, because I like Fury, actually.
I think Dante Wilder. I just look at Dante Wilder's size. And Fury's a big dude, too. But Wilder, that's like massive.
Wilder isn't that good, but he's so awkward. Like, he doesn't stand like a normal boxer. Yeah. He punches sideways, and it's very street-ish. It's going to be like a street fight, bro. It's going to be pretty cool.
I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I really don't get into the fights.
I lean with Tyson Fury as an underdog at plus 140.
All right, we'll see. I don't know. I might take that action.
Well, we'll get some experts on, though, later in the week.
You know a boxing guy?
I know a guy. I know a guy that knows something about everything, Corey. Come on. I'm like Rick on Pawn Stars. I got a guy. Let me get my guy down here.
I'm telling you, I got a guy for everything, too.
Me too.
I'm sure you do.
you better find a loan shark in that Rolodex somewhere. Yeah, you got a guy who got money?
Well, yeah, I don't have that guy.
You got a guy who got money?
I'd rather stay out of that Pete, situation right there.
Pete Annapolis joins us. What's going on, Pete?
What's up, guys? I got a guy too. His name is Tony Two Times.
There you go. Everybody got to have a guy.
Always a pleasure, Pete. So, you know, one thing about the NBA that I like so much is the drama and the storylines. Yet, you know, we talked about the Washington Wizards last week and their dysfunctionality, not even getting into Dwight Howard, but interesting weekend for Dwight Howard, to say the least, Pete.
Listen, you know, Dwight, I remember him coming out of AU playing for the Atlanta Celtics. I watched him at the ABCD camp in Teaneck, New Jersey, and he was a man-child, and I think he's had a great career. Will he be a Hall of Famer? I think the numbers dictate that. But the last couple of years has been a little bit of a challenge for him on and off the court. And he's trying to find himself, trying to find the right situation. We thought it would be in Washington. Most of us thought it wouldn't work. I think he's got to take care of his own business off the court. And then he could help a contending team. But, man, there's always something that comes up with Dwight, and I hope he takes care of himself.
Yeah, nah, son stay in something, Pete. You're right about that. But speaking of somebody that stays in something, we've barely known the kid, you know what I'm saying? But Markelle Fultz, every time you turn around, it's a shoulder's hurt, don't like the Sixers, and then it's like every time, like the story always changes. What's the latest with Fultz, and where is he going to be playing basketball at this season? I got a good feeling it's not going to be Philadelphia for another month he's in Philly, but I was on my way down for Thanksgiving, going down to D.C. I was listening to Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio, and, like, their biggest thing right now is not the Eagles. It's kind of like, what are we going to do with Markelle Fultz? What's the plan in Philly with Fultz?
Well, man, what a journey in the last year. I mean, I was talking with Gabe all the time, and we used to watch the Huskies and Washington play, and he was the man. 6'4", gets to the basket, could shoot it, gets to the line. I mean, he was like a no-brainer first pick overall, and look what's happened now. I think it's a mental issue. Obviously, there's something wrong with his shoulder. His agent and the way they're pronouncing it, his attorney, is dictating the process now of when he's going to come back. So when you put the term attorney or lawyer for somebody that's doing the dual role as an agent, it doesn't look good. I don't think long-term there's going to be a fit here. But again, the value of Markelle is very low right now. You know, what can you get for him?
Cleveland's interesting.
They got to be paid. Yeah, but again, the one thing I will say
at least you put him on Cleveland, Pete. You let him play with Sexton. You let him play. He can't be in Philadelphia now. Not with the expectations the way they are with Butler, Embiid, and Simmons here now. The city itself.
What are you going to get for him? He's the number one overall pick overall.
That was their problem for taking him first overall.
You got to be patient.
That's Colangelo.
No question.
That's on Colangelo.
I will tell you this, guys. When Jimmy Butler hit the game winner the other night on that step back three, which I think is a travel, but we could talk about that another day. When you look at the bench, the Philadelphia 76ers bench, I looked at Markelle Fultz. He was so happy that Butler hit that joy. So I still think he feels he's still part of the team. Again, today's basketball, today's professional sports, guys have their guys, like we said earlier. Their agents, their uncles, their brothers. We know what happened with Kawhi and Pop and that. They have to be patient because you cannot just give up something too quick. He could come around. He's still a young player. I would exercise caution here before moving him. They don't need him now. You got Butler. You got Embiid. You got Simmons. Just keep him on the end of the bench. If he's happy, he's not that much of a distraction because winning games. So I would exercise caution. That would be my take.
Well, speaking of distractions, I think Greg Popovich should worry more about his 500 basketball team than he should about Kawhi Leonard. At this point, it's amazing how Pop just won't let this go, Pete. And, you know, it's to me, it's kind of demeaning of Pop to say, oh, Kawhi was never much of a leader or anything, when 2 years ago he's on record and the quote is, Kawhi is just like Tim Duncan. He leads by example. The great ones don't need to be rah-rah. And now Popovich just doesn't shut up and he keeps on crying here. What's your take on Pop? And then what's your take on the Raptors laying 5 tonight in Memphis?
Well, the one thing is, when you had Tim Duncan, manager only Tony Parker, I mean, you didn't really need a lot of leadership by anybody else, right? And they had the Bruce Bowens and the David Robinsons. I mean, that team was just full of leaders. And Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green were young guys. So I think there's a little bit of bitterness right now with Greg Popovich, and he's upset because he tried to rectify that situation with Kawhi and his uncle, and it didn't work. And Pop's like, hey, man, how can you leave this organization? We're like the best organization in all of sports, notwithstanding what the New England Patriots have done the last 2 decades.
Yeah, but they're not. So, like, when's Pop's last victory? Like, when
you know what I mean? And Gabe, I'll tell you this, right? There's one thing that I can't really forgive Greg Popovich, and nobody seems to call him out. But in game 6 against the Miami Heat, they were up by 5 points with 22 seconds left.
Oh, I'm aware. I bring it up.
Right? And you and I bring it up, but not many people. Yeah, and he subbed them off. He wanted to get cute. He wanted to overcoach. And LeBron missed a three. They got 2 offensive rebounds by Chris Bosh. Ray Allen hits it. They go to overtime. The Spurs should have won that championship. They blew it, and that's how Pop. Tim Duncan had 31 points, 17 rebounds. But, again, that's in the past. Greg Popovich is the head coach of Team USA right now. I don't think really is the best course of action to start criticizing Kawhi or guys like that when now you think Kawhi is going to want to come play for you for Team USA, albeit they don't need Kawhi to win a gold medal. But I think Pop has to say what he wants, and then he's got to move on. And Kawhi is showing his leadership with Toronto. It's going to be tough tonight in Memphis to lay 5. I think Memphis here, they lost a tough one the other night. Gasol, Conley, and Jaren Jackson Jr. has been outstanding. It looks like Memphis should cover, if not win the game outright.
Pete, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for the time.
Always, guys.
Great stuff with Pete Annapolis. The Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Into the home stretch here this evening, the Morning After. We appreciate everyone joining us on whatever platform you're joining us on or from. It's in Pete Annapolis for stepping up and in. Take a look at the NBA board here tonight. We hit one college game last night. We'll see if we can find a college game for you. But basically, if you want our full slate of picks, tune in at 4 o'clock. Me and Cam Stewart talk best of the night, game time decisions. 4 o'clock right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. College football, it's championship week this week as well. We've got games starting on Friday. Joe Lisi will be with us tomorrow. We'll be taking a look at the MAC championship, Northern Illinois and Buffalo. Buffalo Bulls, -3.5. Pac-12 championship. Washington Huskies, 5-point favorites over the Utah Utes. All right, what else do we have? The Texas Oklahoma game. That's what it's all about.
That's going to be a biggie right there. Obviously, that one has big.
You know what the total is for that game?
On the playoff, was it 62?
78.
Wow.
78.
And they'll probably cover it too.
Bama, favored by 13 against Georgia. Total 13.5. All right, 63.5.
I got a college basketball game for the night. You know who black y'all? Duke's home tonight versus Indiana. You got some blue bloods on the hardwood tonight at Cameron. Duke laying 15 at home versus Indiana versus IU.
It's a little high.
That is a little high. IU is pretty good basketball team, too. I think Duke
what's the total?
Avenge that
158?
Loss. The total is 161. It pushed up from 157.
Interesting. I didn't know. I just saw that's the number that I had in my head for that game.
Yeah, North Carolina State and Wisconsin. I don't know if I like State laying 6.5. I don't know. I'll find something.
Duke and Indiana should be able to get there to the over. Illinois is at Notre Dame this evening. But yeah, Duke, this game should be able to get to the over. We got there last night with the Gonzaga game. Indiana can score. Indiana are actually pretty good this year. Oftentimes, Indiana can be overrated, but I don't think they are overrated in this spot this year. I think they're a decent team.
They should be able to but you see, I worry about Cameron. After that loss, they may try to hammer them.
They're scoring.
But they got one of the best players in the country, too. That kid, Romeo Langford, he's one of the best players in the country, too. So they do got somebody that can match and put up some numbers. Maybe the over is the play in that one.
This Morgan kid on Indiana is really good too. They've got some ballers actually here. Yeah, I'm leaning with the over. I mean, Indiana score 84.3 points per game. Duke are putting up 91. I think we should be able to get there. The only thing is, I prefer if we're still in the 150s. But we'll give you our picks. Let's check in with Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
The NFL suspended Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette for one game after he fought with Buffalo Bills defensive end Shaq Lawson. Both Fournette and Lawson were ejected in the third quarter after exchanging punches on the sideline. Probably one of the best NFL fights this season so far.
Well, I guess like it was sort of the, you know, it was a bad fight, but it was just cool to see.
Right, because like what other fights have there been this season?
And it was like in slow motion where you'll see people push each other, but these guys were actually throwing and...
Right.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a fun game. I wish I was there.
I wish I was too. Like any game when there's a fight.
And Blake Bortles was there too.
I know. And it was the last time starting. Would have been my last opportunity to watch him in action.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right, and he'll be all right, too.
He's got construction work lined up, I'm sure. The Atlanta Braves will take a chance on Josh Donaldson after reportedly signing the free agent third baseman to a one-year contract worth $23 million.
Pretty steep chance they're taking at $23 million. It's a lot of money.
The deal is pending a physical, though.
You know what? The Braves aren't playing around. They already have a good young baseball team. They're looking for some veteran experience.
I hope
guys.
He doesn't get in the way of those young players, though, Donaldson. And Donaldson's going to stay on the disabled list.
Yeah, but he's an upgrade on Carmago, who was playing third base for them.
Got you.
He showed he was healthy, Corey, down the stretch with Cleveland.
Okay.
You know, and he's on a one-year deal. It doesn't hurt them. It doesn't hurt them. Josh Donaldson's a grinder, man. This guy's a good baseball player if he's healthy. And they bring in McCann as well, who's, he's going to give him some depth at the catcher position. The Braves are good.
Yeah.
And you look at that division. The Washington Nationals, they're done. The Nationals' time has passed them by.
We don't know that yet. They might be a better team without Bryce
in
the
clubhouse. It's a good point. It's a good point. It might be addition through subtraction, but...
You get a full season of Strasburg and Scherzer?
Were you ever going to get a full season of Strasburg?
Probably not.
Yeah. Can Scherzer be at this level? And quite frankly, Corey, they've had Scherzer and they've had Strasburg for this whole time.
But they've really had Scherzer.
To me, it's the Phillies and the Braves. It's changing the guard right now.
I think so.
The Phillies are lurking right now, waiting to spend some money. They want to make a big splash, but nice moves by the Atlanta Braves, just tweaking and not going crazy, reconstructing a team. Still have my concerns about the Braves pitching, but nevertheless, what else is up, Michelle?
A video of the car crash involving Steph Curry on Black Friday has leaked, and it's clear the Warriors guard is lucky to walk away without serious injury. The video shows an out-of-control car which swerved across four lanes of traffic and cut in front of Curry's Porsche. The cars collided, sending Curry's vehicle into the median, dividing traffic. Another car later rear-ended Curry, who walked away.
Yeah, so Curry drives a black Porsche.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's Steph Curry. He make plenty of money.
Would it surprise you? I figured Curry, like you, would take a shot at him, expecting to be like in a the mom van.
I can see him be. I'm quite sure they got a van.
No, he's a fan of Curry though.
Yeah, I love Steph Curry. I'm quite sure they got a van though. For him.
Family van.
Yeah, they got a fan. I'm sure they got a family van.
Aisha drives that probably.
Yeah, but when Steph want to go out, do his thing, go meet up with the boys for a cigar or something like that.
He's cruising in his Porsche.
He probably take the Porsche out and be like,
or go shopping on Black Friday.
I'll go shopping on Black Friday for the kids.
Uh-huh. Maybe he was coming back from
who knows?
Meeting, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Steph Curry's a family.
I think he can.
You know what? Steph Curry was probably coming from Bible study. There you go.
Yeah, he probably was, because I don't think he needs to go Black Friday shopping. I think he can afford
it. We don't know where he was coming from, but
Bible study.
I'm assuming he wasn't leaving a heroin den.
No.
I doubt he was doing that. No, he is a family man. Steph Curry's a good guy.
I don't think he
I wonder if the cops even tested him. You know, like probably like one of these deals where Steph Curry's, you know what I mean? He's not.
Because if they don't, they would rather not have Steph Curry be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, like if that was Jimmy Butler that got pulled over, they'd be like, all right, listen, we're gonna come here. Like, doing a sobriety test here, yeah.
Well, maybe not if he got pulled over in Philadelphia, though.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Jimmy Butler doesn't want to find out, actually.
No.
Some cities are different, Michelle. Like, the city of Houston is known. The city of Houston, like, they like arresting athletes.
They do? See, the city of Philadelphia does not like doing that.
No. So, what, you know, they'll sort of look the other way.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know a guy. Jimmy Butler. Okay, go ahead.
I know a guy that played on the Saints, and he told me you basically have to murder someone.
Oh, really?
Like he said that, like, players on the Saints that drink and drive, they get driven home after.
Maybe that's why a lot of these athletes.
I know a cop in Baltimore who's actually a pretty big wig, too. And he pulled over a very famous Raven player. And I always tell people, not Ray Lewis, but it was a very famous Ravens player. And I guess the guy was wasted, had a gun. You know, I think there was even bloke or like the whole nine yards type thing.
He was all the way over there. Tracksuit was in the car.
And basically the cop I knew, drop the tracksuit. I don't want to see this tomorrow anymore.
Oh, my God.
Basically, he told the guy, listen, I'm going to have to arrest you.
Yeah.
And he called like the sergeant, the head guy.
And it was like, let him go.
And it basically went to the chief type thing. And they said, listen, we got this guy here. And they said, take him home.
Yeah.
Baltimore. Because there's certain cities.
Yeah.
Like Houston, the city of Houston, like they got James Worthy with the massage. Like they set up little hooker stings. Like they enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like the city of New Orleans, they're defined by the Saints.
Yeah.
They don't want anything negative about the Saints. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like short of you killing someone, they're like, it's all good. We don't want to talk bad about you.
Baltimore PD is one of the most corrupt police departments in the United States.
Yes. And so is New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, New Orleans notorious.
And same thing with the Montreal Canadiens, and also very corrupt department. And same thing in Montreal, where you know, the Montreal Canadian players could do blow in a bar on a table and they're not gonna do anything about it, right?
Nice.
I think that's a lot of sports cities, though. I think there's very few that probably try to get them in trouble. Like you said, Houston. No, yeah, you're right. New York, I guess, kind of maybe does.
New York, they don't care.
Or also in New York, I think New York is so big, like in New York City, actually, that
how many athletes in New York have been nailed for petty stuff? Right? I mean, Odell Beckham, I mean, not Odell, excuse me, Plaxico Burress. Like Plaxico Burress shot himself.
Yeah, like that gun actually went off. So there's
and I remember at the time they were convinced that like he shot at an undercover cop outside a bar or something
like that.
I'm
sure he didn't do that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. There's no way in hell Plaxico Burress would ever do something like that. I know. Everyone that goes to Michigan State makes sound decisions all the time.
Stop it. Speaking of Michigan State.
Yeah, but Corey, the guy shot himself, bro.
Gabe. He shot himself. I get it. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, what I'm saying is
he shot himself.
Yeah, by
he
putting
wasn't trying
a gun,
to hurt nobody.
By putting a gun in his track pants.
And that was stupid.
So the level of his decision making and IQ, you don't know
a
what kind of decisions
married
this guy makes.
To a lawyer is
did you guys
probably
say track pants?
No. A dude married to a lawyer.
Listen, Bones. I think, you know, listen,
Bones. Bones, they did.
Yo, you know who should never go for a ride together is Corey, Eric Reed, Plaxico Burress and tracksuit.
That's not going anywhere.
Well. Never get together.
Everybody
in that car is wanted. But son, he's married to a lawyer. He's not going to shoot at an undercover cop.
Yeah, I don't think he was trying to.
That was what they thought at the time, allegedly.
Interesting.
We were talking, who's that guy we were talking about, the 6'9" kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tekashi 6'9".
Yeah, he's not too.
Yeah, what's going on with him?
They're serious. Federal charges on racketeering and stuff.
But he's pleading not guilty.
They actually believe that he robbed a bank.
How would he need to rob a bank?
I think everything around Sun is like fiction. Like, I think everything around him is a story to keep him in the news. Like, I don't believe, I'm not going to believe he's going to the slam or to trial until I see it.
He's in jail as we speak.
He's in the slammer right now?
Yeah, and he got denied bail, bro. And his trial starts in September. He's in the pedophile section.
Well, he has.
Well, he got moved out of Gen Pop, right?
He's in protective.
Arrest. Yeah,
and he's with 11 other inmates who are either dirty cops or pedophiles.
Wow, that's wild. son's in a bad spot right now, East New York.
That's he's been denied bail.
Yeah.
Dude, like the long list, they actually state that he's currently dealing drugs and that he committed three bank robberies in the last 6 months.
They got a wild,
which I don't believe. Why would he do bank robbery?
Yeah, but, what does he need to rob a bank?
I don't know.
Enough
I mean,
money.
These kids have, are
he
stupid.
Might have,
guys.
He might have people that's doing stuff for him. They may have snatched up the ringleader. But yeah, son is in a wild way. You know what I'm saying? Listen, everything you do chart, but you got to stay out the slam.
I saw somebody sent me a great tweet and said, "Do you know how the Simpsons predict everything?" And it was a picture of Krusty the Clown getting arrested. It said, "Simpsons predict 6ix9ine getting arrested."
Because they had that's crazy. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. That's awesome.
And
yeah.
It looked like him, too.
It was too good.
I'm not going to lie. I like that one new song is.
Yeah, but this kid really like. Once you already sold everything, man, and you stole that image, it's time to jump out and start,
got to.
Bro.
Yeah, you got to.
You
move
to get out of New York. Yeah. You move to Beverly Hills. You get a fence.
Yeah.
And you do lame songs with Nicki Minaj for the rest of your life.
You got to get out of it.
You don't run around with the Trey gang, like, trying to look cool.
Trey,
another life lost.
Because didn't you say they want him in Cali, Corey? They want to, like...
Oh, yeah.
There was a bounty for him.
Yeah, it's a bounty for him in California.
That's the least of his problems right now.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's the least of his issues.
Just don't go to the West Coast if you're him, yeah.
Well, he ain't going to any coast.
Yeah, you're right.
The only coast he's going to be on is Rikers Island.
There ain't no coast.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's in a bad spot right now. This kid ain't going to be releasing any music anytime soon. We'll put it that way.
Some of his music's kind of good.
What else do we have before we wrap things up here?
Baker Mayfield defended his own actions while calling his former head coach
fake. Speaking of jerks.
In a reply on First Take on Instagram on Monday. So they posted a video of Damian Woody, you know, talking trash about him, saying he needs to grow up. Mayfield commented on it, "Not even comparable. I didn't lose 30-plus games, be fake, and then do that. I wasn't going to have a scholarship. Good try, though, buddy."
Michelle, always a pleasure. Corey P., always a pleasure. Other than that, you're on your own. Later, guys.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
So it's official. My boyfriend number two, Blake Bortles, is no longer the starting quarterback for the Jags.
Oh,
poor Blake.
Shame.
Yeah.
So sad, right?
No.
I tell you what, it's sad for opposing NFL defenses.
Oh, we don't have an easy win.
And it's really funny because, Bones will play. He has the sound downstairs.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Usually just piss.
Okay. What would you do if you weren't playing football?
Working construction, ripping cigs.
All right.
He's always going to be construction worker now, I guess.
Might as well. You got plenty of opportunity. You got plenty of time to do something.
What do you think will make more money, being a construction worker or being a backup quarterback?
Depending on what union he get with.
Yeah, right? That's the thing. Some unions pay very well.
I got to be honest,
I would never know that, but yeah.
That interview alone would be enough to make me not want to draft him.
Wow.
I think it's
like
funny.
From the whole interview process, like the guy, let's just be real. You know, when you asked what he wanted to be, what he would be doing if he wasn't playing football, like, he didn't say, doctor.
I don't think
like
he's
construction.
I think he's a very attractive male, but I don't think he's smart enough to be a doctor. I'll admit that. And
why are you stereotyping Blake Bortles?
There's a better chance.
He has a doctor type.
There's a better chance of Corey being the real Mayor of Harlem.
Right, exactly.
I am the Mayor of Harlem.
I think construction would be actually a good career path for him. He looks like he's good with his hands.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's a college, he went to university.
Right.
So the fact that, like, he goes to university and he sees himself as a construction worker. And what did he say? Ripping cigs?
No. He said, what's the first thing you do in the morning? He goes, piss.
No, but he said a construction worker and ripping cigs, I think he said.
Yeah.
Oh, like cigarettes?
Yeah.
He smokes cigarettes?
No, he meant like he'd be a construction worker with a smoke.
Hey, baby, what's
like,
going
girls
on?
Girls like, you walking by? Hey, baby.
I think construction workers are kind of hot.
Now, of course you did. I figured you did.
Yeah, no.
So, like, Blake Bortles, construction worker, and he starts calling you.
I'm the only girl. All my friends are like, oh my God, they're so creepy. You walk by, they whistle at you. I'm like, oh, that one was kind of cute.
Michelle, like, whistle again, baby.
See, this is confusing messages.
Wonderful.
Michelle's saying, hey, You know, you said, you know what? Yeah, you didn't. You weren't that offended. The guy grabbed your butt.
Working construction.
Well, he wasn't like a construction worker.
Yeah. So the whole point is, Corey, like Michelle says, no, it's all right to say to a chick, hey, you're real hot, or stare her down and stuff.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly.
In the real world,
you can look, but you can't touch. Like,
oh,
you
know
what I mean?
Never touch anybody, period.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, Corey knows.
I've never done that. I have the utmost respect.
No, you do.
Corey asked them to touch him.
Yes. There you go.
That's the key. Corey's found a loophole. In the Me Too movement. he harasses them, but he doesn't touch them because he asked. And then basically it's like, well, did he touch you at all? No, he didn't touch me.
Did you touch him?
He asked me to touch him.
Yeah, there you go.
He didn't touch you. Like,
you didn't have to.
Yeah, he didn't.